Hello and welcome to a brand new 0.5 edition of Five and Out.
A decimal edition?
I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a... What do we have for them, Steve?
We've got a we've got a little happy episode for you guys right now.
A little flaccid episode.
That's it.
That's right.
We've got the big 100th episode coming up next week, and it is big.
It's huge.
It is big. So it took a couple weeks to prep it to get it where it needs to be. So,
oh, yeah.
But we wanted to check in with you guys. You know, make sure you know we're still here. Talk to you, see what's going on.
That's right. And we don't want to talk up the big 100th episode too much. But let's just say it's going to be so awesome. You guys will be able to sit down for a month. All right?
Your butt's going to hurt so bad.
That's right.
No, so we just wanted to let you know we're here. We're still kicking. We're still
here.
Watching.
We're here. We're queer.
we love big steer.
That's right.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes.
I don't know. So without any further ado, let's get to the show.
So Steve, the past couple weeks, my tub has been clogged. And you never realize just how dirty you are until your tub is clogged and you're just marinating in your own filth. And the water drains, and it's left with this filth ring at the bottom of the tub.
Ew.
And all this hair and dirt and other detritus. Just like...
Oh!
There's, like, blood and debris down there.
Jesus Christ! What?
Yeah, man. When I shower, I level cities.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a war zone in
How
there.
How long has your... tub been clogged?
Ooh, God, at least a day. No, at least a couple of weeks.
What? Why is no one coming to fix it?
It's always one of those things where, like, yeah, I should probably do that. And then I don't think about it.
What?
Well, until I shower, I'm like, oh, yeah, this stupid thing is clogged.
So this means, theoretically, you've had at least 14 times you have been in that tub covered in your own, apparently, vomit, excrement, blood, semen, of course.
Of course.
Just your lower extremities just covered. You're like, you know what? Maybe tomorrow.
I mean, everything from the knee down.
I mean, what's the point of even taking a shower if basically from, like, ankle down, you're just... piss and shit and blood.
Why do you think I haven't worn shorts yet this summer?
God, man.
I mean, it's a slow flow, but it's been getting slower and slower and slower.
Can't you just call your apartment people and they come in like...
Oh, I can call. They might not come. So I just get the drain.
Have you tried calling?
No.
Okay. So you say they might come.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's better than them definitely not coming because they don't know there's a problem.
Steve... doesn't a good landlord just know when there's a problem without being told?
Well, I guess the best landlords do.
That's
like,
right.
Wes, I detected there may be an issue in your bathroom. I thought I'd swing by. Here's some cookies.
I mean, it's the same for boyfriends and husbands. They just know when something's wrong.
Yeah, but you are, you know, in proximity. So your landlord probably doesn't even live in this building.
That's true. And your girlfriend's not constantly stewing in her own juices.
Ew!
Yeah.
Girlfriend juices!
It's like a crock pot of...
Ew.
I don't even want to go into it.
Yeah, it's better if we leave that crock pot with the lid on that crock pot.
Oh, yeah. It's keep
better.
Warm.
It's better. It's mm-hmm. just better that way.
Yep. So that's what's going on with me, Steve.
So you're just a big dummy.
Yep.
A big stubborn dummy.
But yeah, that's me. A big old stubummy.
God, what is... Ew! Ew!
This is why I told you not to pull back the shower curtain when you went in.
God! And it doesn't smell good.
No, it doesn't. Why are you smelling my tub, first of all?
Because I can't not smell it. I walk into your front door and I was like, oh, there's an issue with your tub. I'm aware of it. I am aware of it.
It's either your tub or your crock pot. I'm not sure which is which.
Yikes. Man, that's awful and stupid.
Yeah.
You need to fix that.
I've also been bathing in my crock pot and making chili in my tub. It's weird.
When was the last time you took a bath? Not a shower, like sit down in the tub bath.
God, I think I was, I don't know, 5?
Yeah, it's been that long?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
I mean, I feel like baths nowadays would have to be an event. Like, you need to get the bubbles going, some bath salts, and get some, I don't know, Tony Braxton play or something.
Are you going to seduce yourself in the bathtub?
Yep.
You know what? Just a little West time.
Just, I got to treat myself, Steve.
I just got to get some some urine in here, some old hair. I believe this is soap from 4 days ago still in the ring of the tub. Let's just stew in here. Yeah. Like, I'll be a tea bag in here. Just, yeah.
There's that broken glass that I found.
Oh, yeah. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Unclog this drain in my tub.
I'm covered in blood.
That version didn't tear up the charts, but very apropos for this time.
That's right, that's right.
So, speaking of tubs and house stuff, my mom just purchased a house, which is great. Very excited for my mom. So, I went out there, and the house is, it's good. It's a good house. It's perfect size for my mom. And, like, it doesn't...
Is it just your mom size? Just she walks in, the door shuts behind her, she can't move.
And she's in this little, like, phone booth kind of chamber, like, is this my house? Mom, real nice. Mm-hmm. Real cozy. Mm-hmm. But it's not like it needs a new roof or, like, a new, like, anything severe. But my mom wants to paint all of the rooms. Mm-hmm. And, like... Like, yeah, we got to fix the drapes, and we got to do this, and we got to put in that, and we got to, like, every single room has a bunch of things that she wants to do.
Sure.
So this means that after my crazy last month, you know, of the weddings and anniversaries and birthdays and, all, like, planning all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
Now, basically one day of my weekend, at least, for the foreseeable future, is over at my mom's house doing random things to her house.
I thought you said that she wanted to paint the walls. She wanted to do this, do that, do that.
Right. Right. I should have said, she wants the walls painted. She wants the gutters cleaned and repaired.
See, that's more accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants those things to be done.
But, Steve, she can just pay for someone to do that, right?
Yeah, sure could.
But you're a good son.
I am a good son.
Yeah.
So, next weekend, I am taking down a 20-foot tree...
With your bare hands.
With my dick. With my bare dick.
And that is B-E-A-R,
oh,
right?
Yeah, with my bare dick. That's right. That's how I roll. That's what I got. That's what I'm packing down there.
Wow, again, Holly, lucky lady.
Super hairy and surprising love of honey.
And picnic baskets.
Them picnic. Always sticking my dick. In picnic baskets.
I mean, dare we say, dicknick baskets?
God, you're on point.
I am on fire.
So, I love my mother very much. And I actually, it's kind of cool to go do this kind of like, you know, fix up stuff with her. Because eventually I'll own my own home somewhere down the line. And this is kind of a, you know, like, it's like a trial run with like fixing some of the stuff. And so... It's not my house, so I get to, I'm like, Mom, I need you to buy this, and I'm going to try to fix it for you. And worst case scenario, then she calls someone to fix what I messed up. But, like, so there is that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go out every weekend over the summer to, you know, weed and, God knows what. God knows what I have to do next time. And, like,
sure.
It's just all this random stuff. So, like, today I was there for... I think 10 hours painting. It's like, happy Sunday!
Yeah, you walked into my place today looking like the bad guy from True Detective, apparently. Got covered in green paint.
Yeah, man. So, I've been, I don't know. I just don't know. I want to help, but at some point I'll be like, you know what, Mom? I've already painted 4 rooms. Call a fucking painter for the other 3. Not, I don't care. I just don't care anymore.
You know what? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how you looked great, you felt great, and today, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah. I'm worn. I am weathered.
You're haggard.
Oh, man. I've got my disgusting growth of what others would call facial hair. To me, it's just embarrassment upon mine face.
Your bare dick is hanging out of your shorts.
Oh, man. Covered in honey. But I am excited because I finally have a game to go home and play, and I am excited about playing it.
Okay, that's the big part.
That is. And that is the South Park game, The Stick of Truth.
Oh, I thought you were talking about South Park 64.
South Park Karting. That's the one.
There it is.
That's what I'm really excited about. No, Mike, it was my best man gift, was Stick of Truth. And so I cracked it open a couple days ago, and it's really fun, man. It's cool.
That's awesome.
It's very, very cool. It's basically a Skyrim parody game, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love the combat system, and it's turn-based combat, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Really great, obviously, South Park humor, and it's a really good story thus far.
Okay.
Like, really smart, really clever. It's exactly what I expect from those guys, so...
Well, that's awesome, man. That's great. Of course, as we talked about on the phone, off the podcast, I want to borrow that.
Well, and as we talked about, fuck you.
Here we go.
And that's it, we're out.
Gauntlet has been thrown. Well, I've been playing a lot of games recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been putting a lot of hours into a game, or you're playing a lot of various games?
I'm playing a lot of various games.
Oh, my.
Normally, I play two. When I get sick of one, I play the other. When I get sick of that one, I go back to the original. And that's how I blow through games. But I've been playing, for some reason, two of these games are, like, years old. Like, over 6 years old. I've been playing the Sam & Max Telltale game.
Well, you bought it on that super sale,
yeah,
flash sale thing, right?
I got it for, like, 80 cents
yeah.
and a handful of peanuts. So,
which you had to insert into your PS3.
Yeah.
Where is the peanut slot?
So my PS3 is broken, but I still still play it. I'm playing Popo and Yo,
yeah?
which is a very interesting puzzle platformer where the main character is a child who has an abusive father, and the child enters this fantasy world where things in his real life have... what's what I'm looking for? Have
a counterpart in the dream world?
Thank you. Counterpart in the dream world, yes. His favorite toy is his favorite ally. His abusive father is this monster who he has to work with. It's super interesting, and it's kind of a short game.
Cool.
I've only been playing it for a couple hours, and I feel like I'm nearing the end.
That's a recommended play?
That is a recommended play.
All right.
I don't. I feel like you, sir, I think you should give it a shot.
All
I'm
right.
not sure if you would like it.
Okay.
Okay. Also been playing Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
So I got that for $3.
Yeah.
And a handful of peanuts.
And man, you are running low on peanut funds right now.
That is true. So I've been playing some of that. And what else? I've been playing, have you ever heard of the adventure game, point and click adventure game, The Longest Journey?
No, maybe?
An older adventure game.
PS3 or?
No, just computer.
Oh, my.
Computer, my friend.
Oh, my.
Back when I was in high school.
Oh, this is legit old one.
Old game. Back when there was wood-burning stove. I don't know what I just said.
What?
Wood-burning stove.
You said word-burning stove.
That's right. You throw the books right in there.
Papa, I'm hungry.
Throw some words on the fire.
All we have is blank paper.
Oh, damn. Quick, write something.
So I've been playing the sequel to that I've never played.
When did that come out?
2009.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
2006. It's one of those years. But
thank you.
You're welcome.
I would assume that because those are the 2 years that you just told me. So I would assume it was one of those 2 years.
But how crazy would it be if I said it's any year but those 2 years?
That would be very strange.
Yes.
And very very quizzical of you to say something like that.
Well, thank God I didn't. So it's one of those 2 years. Dreamfall Dreamfall is the name of the sequel. And it does the thing in sequels that I've never seen before, where it takes what you loved about the first one and didn't do any of it in the second one. It totally changed the gameplay. There's very little point-and-click puzzle solving. There's a shitty combat system and sneak system, which, by the way, those systems aren't in most point-and-click adventure games.
No.
But it does have a good narrative, and the characters are enjoyable and relatable. So those parts I'm enjoying. But the actual gameplay of it, it's like you're playing a really shitty Telltale game. Like if Walking Dead Season 3 came out, because you're just playing through a story. And I love it because the acting and the storylines are great in Telltale games. But this one, acting is subpar and the gameplay just sucks. So it's like, anyway, so that's my rant.
Well, let me tell you what does not suck. The thing, the best thing I watched in the last week, best thing I was privy to.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Kung Fury?
Kung Fury. No.
No. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't know this. Kung Fury was, it was kickstarted, and it is a, it's a YouTube video. Originally, they just released the trailer. It's like maybe a year ago or something. And the trailer's like 45 seconds, something like that.
Okay.
They just released the movie. The movie is 30 minutes. It came out this last Thursday.
Okay.
Kung Fury is, the best way to describe it is if you took the 1980s and distilled it down into this highly concentrated dose of like 80s action in all of its ridiculousness, like crystal meth of the 80s, it's this. It is so entertaining and so ridiculous. Let me tell you the basic synopsis.
Regale me.
Cop becomes a kung fu master named Kung Fury. This happens all within the first minute of the movie.
Okay.
At that point, he realizes he has to go back in time to kill to kill Adolf Hitler, who is also the greatest kung fu master of all time.
Of course.
So he has to travel back to Nazi Germany, fight Kung Fuhrer. And it is ridiculous, and it is so fun. Mm-hmm. It's so fun, man. My favorite line of the entire movie is, because, of course, your Kung Fury talks like this, because he's a cop in the 80s, and this is how he talks. My favorite part, his partner gets killed. He goes, right then, I was struck by lightning and bit by a cobra at the same time. Then I became Kung Fury. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Where can you find this at?
YouTube, dude. They release it on YouTube.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's 30 minutes long. By all means, grab a couple of beers, grab a couple of friends, sit down and spend 30 ridiculous minutes watching Kung Fury.
You have me really interested in
this. It's awesome, dude.
This is a Steve recommendation.
Absolutely Steve recommendation.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Highly endorsed.
Well, I have a Wes recommendation. I don't know if any of you guys know of this up-and-coming movie, TV series producers called Marvel. Have you heard of them?
No.
No, okay. Well, they're a comic book company, kind of small. They're like I said, up and coming. They're dabbling in these movies and TV shows. They recently put out this small show called Daredevil. Not a lot of people have heard about it.
Yeah.
But I started watching it just on a whim.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I thought it was Daredevil.
Ah, now, French, yes.
French, yep. And I started watching it. Not French.
Oh.
It's in English. It's about a devil who dares to fight crime. And I was very surprised that it was as good as it was, because apparently they made movies, too.
Yeah?
And I went back and I watched some of those movies.
Yeah, you still going? You're still going?
Yeah, I'm still going with this
going here? Okay.
The rest of this podcast is good.
So you're liking Daredevil?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving Daredevil.
Yeah, it's good. How far are you into it now?
About halfway. I'm about 5 or 6 episodes in.
Man, I want to watch it. I need to watch it. Everyone says it's really, really good.
Yeah, they're up and coming. And I'm going to hang on to this joke.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just beating this horse until it ends up in your bathtub.
Yeah, there was a horse in there.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Effing gross.
You know what's not gross? Daredevil.
Okay. Definitely. So that's another Wes recommendation.
That is a strong recommendation.
I know what I ordered this week. It's not here yet.
Ooh.
It is. I don't know how to say the name.
Bear condoms.
Beardoms. I did.
Yep.
I purchased a film that one of our listeners recommended. After going off about The Raid, he told us about Marantau or Marantau.
Nobody knows.
No one knows how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I ordered it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you find it?
Amazon, where all things are.
I ordered in a back alley.
You know, the back alley. Amazon.
Shadowy man.
Yeah, so I ordered it, and I very much look forward to watching it, and giving you a full full review.
What? How much was this movie?
$10!
$10!
$10!
Man. Okay, well, yeah. Give me that review.
Fuck you.
All right. Here we go again.
Don't you ever tell me what to do. God, I want you to watch Kung Fury. It's so good.
Well, Mike, we can watch it after this.
No!
Okay, you're right. Excuse me for trying to solve your goddamn problems. Sit there in your paint-stained shirt and your sweat-full glands.
Sweat-full glands.
Yep.
Sir, your glands, they are sweatful. That is true. So, speaking of sweatful, did you hear that they are remaking Point Break?
I think I did hear that whispered in the dark corners of the internet.
Why are they doing this?
Steve, it's because they are taking the movies that we loved as children and they're bringing them to the children today.
Yeah, but that is not a movie that is going to translate.
You know what? Can I admit something to you?
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
God, I fucking hate you sometimes. Seriously. What? Have you seen movies that isn't from this little startup Marvel? Like, have you seen films?
Yes. I just watched a film this week.
Which one?
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Okay, well, it's not a bad one.
So, fuck you,
no,
Steve.
No, I got you amazing films to watch. You've not watched a one. And I now have to go buy you Point Break to watch.
Oh, sir, if you want to throw that card, I bought you Justify Season 1 3 years ago.
Yes.
And have you watched it yet?
Nope.
All right.
But in the meantime, I've watched plenty of television.
That's right. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, shut up. And to you out there, if you're somehow involved with Point Break, you shut up too. No more remaking movies. That is lightning in a bottle, dude. That movie should not work. It should not work. But there's something so cheesy, so perfect about Swayze and Keanu Reeves together that it somehow walks that narrow line that makes it amazing. There's absolutely no way they are going to be able to recreate it. No way.
Okay.
Zero chance. It is going to be horrible. No one else is going to be horrible, and I've come to the realization.
What's that?
Goddamn Jurassic Park, Lost, whatever.
What? Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. Lost World Rides Again.
Yes, that's it.
This movie is going to suck.
Why do you say that?
Because I think we all know how this movie ends, right? It's already in the trailer. We've all seen it.
What exactly?
You've seen the trailers,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
It obviously is going to be Chris Pratt riding his goddamn motorcycle with the raptor. Like, come on, bud! Let's go save the day!
To be fair, he doesn't have a lateral lisp, but everything else you said was correct.
That is going to be the thing. This dinosaur is going to go around hunting everything. Oh my god, the people are in danger. What can we do? We have to make the hunted. No, the hunter. The hunted.
We have to make the hunted more hunted.
More hunted. Even more. Hunterered. He's going to bring the velociraptors and track the thing down. They're going to work together and then whatever. They're going to...
I mean, remember that scene in the trailer when him and the velociraptors, they go over the plan Ocean's 11 style.
Yeah. They're looking cool, smoking cigarettes. And like,
That's right. There's blueprints of a building there.
God. Like that, it's going to be bad, dude. And there's another issue with the preview. They show these two kids in this little like glass pod thing and like falls up and then the T-Rex thing like smashes its head into the glass. Like, we've seen that is the iconic scene from Jurassic Park 1. Let it be.
Do you think Sam Neill will appear in Jurassic World? I still don't know if that's the name of it.
What? God, I hope not.
Wouldn't that be interesting if you saw like his white hat from the first film like blowing across Jurassic World, and you see his foot as it stops and he bends over and picks it up, and it's motherfucking Sam Neill.
I mean, it'd be... No, I don't want... Because I think this movie's going to be so bad, I don't want Sam Neill to have anything to do with it.
Okay.
That's what... I'm going to see it. Because I have to see it.
You have to see it.
I'm contractually bound to see it.
That's right.
But man, I think it's going to be bad.
Well, I'm very sorry that you think that. Can I help you not think that? I mean, Chris Pratt, your favorite.
I like Chris Pratt very much.
He's not Jeremy Rennering everything for you yet?
No. Because I like Chris Pratt.
Okay.
And I honestly don't feel like he is in that much stuff as of yet.
But he's in everything.
What is it? What? So Guardians of the Galaxy.
Lego Movie.
Lego Movie, yeah, but...
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
He's in my dreams.
Right.
He's in your dreams.
Correct. And since we share our dreams, it's like a double dip. It's great.
That's right. And that's about it. You're right.
I don't feel like he's in that much stuff. I feel like I see him a lot, but I don't think he's in that many movies and stuff.
I feel like I hear... Or, I don't know, I feel like I hear movie news and I hear Chris Pratt's name being thrown around a whole bunch. Because yeah. Everyone likes Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Let's put him in this.
Yeah, he's great.
Little House on the Prairie remake.
Man, love him as Little Laura. That's it. There's Little Laura.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yeah.
He'd be great.
Jay Seymour. Hook it up. Yeah, dude, I'm just not excited. I had a pretty good run with a couple good movies here. And I know I'm going to go see it. I'm preemptively already bummed about it.
So, actually, I have a question for you about movies. So, your wife texted me the other day. She said...
She did what?
She texted me, like, Wes, I'm sick of Steve and his bear dick. I need some human dick. I'm sorry. I got a wolf dick.
I'm sorry. We're all animal dicks.
That's right. No, she texted me, and I'm trying to pull up the text right now. I don't know if she told you about this. She said, hi, any interest in a Pitch Perfect 2 movie date? Did she tell you this?
No.
I sent her back, I cannot tell a lie. I am not interested in Pitch Perfect 2.
Really?
Yep. I am not. I haven't seen Pitch Perfect 1, A, and B, I have heard nothing but bad things about Pitch Perfect 2.
For a dude that digs the a cappella singing styles... I'm surprised you have not seen Pitch Perfect 1.
I just haven't had the chance yet.
That's a lie. That's just a lie.
Well, you caught me in a lie.
You, sir, are a liar.
I mean, I don't want to buy it.
Well, that's fair. I have it at my house, though.
You have it at your house?
Yeah.
And you haven't told me that you have it?
I have.
When have you told me?
Before.
Well, give me the date and time.
I will check the records.
Okay.
I have told you. It's at my house, yes.
You know, when you first told me that you're transcribing all of our conversations, yeah. I thought you were being ludicrous.
Oh, no.
But, you really proved me wrong.
The times just like this. Absolutely. I have to talk to the secretary. She'll pull it up for me. We'll be good to go.
Man. All right.
One last little thing from work today. I accidentally stumbled across one of the – not from today, from this last week. I stumbled across one of the funnier food combinations completely on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Dan and I were talking about his completely unromantic friend and how they got married at the courthouse like a year ago, and now they're getting married with a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how unromantic he is. So I said something. I was like, wife, here, sign this. Soon we will be wed. Then we will have our dinner. Prepare for your macaroni and cheese. And... Dan misheard me and really started laughing really hard. And I was like, Dan, it's not that funny. Like, I appreciate a good laugh, but it's really not that funny. He goes, did you just say bologna and peas? I was like, no, I didn't. God, I wish I said bologna and peas.
Oh, man.
So now I'm working bologna and peas. Into the rep, dude.
Wow.
Working it in.
Now, is this like bologna as the main dish and peas as a side dish?
Hey, man, I'm not going to tell you how to orchestrate your bologna and peas. That's up to you. Everyone has their own way of doing bologna and peas.
You're right. This is an important moment in every person's life.
So what are you talking to your friends and the ladies? Talking to the girlfriend, like, what do you want to do for dinner? I don't know. You want pizza? Oh, we just had pizza. Do you want to do, I don't know, steak now? Bologna and peas? What? I said macaroni and cheese. Oh, okay.
It's
fun, dude. Bologna and peas. It's the way to go. It's the way to go.
Well, it sounds delicious.
No, it doesn't.
No, okay, you're absolutely right.
That is a lie. Once again, you are a liar.
I am just a pathological liar.
Why are you this way?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I have many issues.
Number one. The fact that you bathe in your own stewed shit. Two, the fact that that has somehow ruined your systems to the way that you think bologna and peas sounds delicious.
Three, don't forget the old wolf dick.
The old wolf dick. Yeah, man, bologna and peas, Kung Fury, and South Park. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, fantastic.
That's it.
I'm sorry. The last thing that's wrong with me, I apparently can't say wood-burning stove either.
Burn the words!
Burn the words!
Burn the words!
Oh, man. Okay, well, last thing I'll bring up before we go in for the close.
Are you going to try to kiss me? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Well, we go in for the old wolf dick closing.
I mean, you're jangling your keys in front of your doorway. I don't know why we're doing this outside your door, by the way. But, I was talking last week about how I'm doing a show right now, doing a play, Man in the Iron Mask. And I have to say, one thing I don't miss about acting is doing those stupid vocal warm-ups. And you, as an actor, you know these things that I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the enunciation warm-ups.
The articulation warm-ups.
Articulation, you, sir. You.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
You know you need unique New York.
And then Pirates of Penzance for a month to dwell in a dungeon cell. I could go on. But I'll stop. I'm talking about those ones that they get the shit out of your throat. They get your
well, from how you've been bathing, not surprising.
They're the ones that you have to do. It's annoying when I do it. So you can imagine how annoyed I feel when everybody else around me is doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Love the acting. But when you walk into a room of a bunch of actors getting ready to go out, like,
oh God,
sometimes you're like, they're doing the, like, bending over, like, pulling the string out of their neck, and this, like, it all has a purpose, it all has a reason. But sometimes,
you know,
like, we're a bunch of assholes, aren't we? We are just a bunch of assholes.
You know, I don't think they actually do have a purpose. I think that the vocal warm-up masters, back in the day, they just wrote a book. Like, this book is going to ruin actors for years to come.
I hate acting. Let's write a book that ruins it. Then you make ridiculous noises all morning. Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Stupid actors.
Nobody will ever act again. Little did they know, they just made actors exponentially more annoying.
No, this is not the purpose at all. Well, I'm sorry that your art is annoying to you, Wes.
It is. It is. No, just that part, man. Other than that, it's going great.
Good. I am glad. I look forward to seeing you in your iron mask.
Oh, you're not invited.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right, well, that's all I got.
We want to thank you guys for checking in with us this week. We are just 1 week away, we promise.
That's right.
From our 100th episode bonanza.
That's right. It's going to be the Avengers of the Five and Out cinematic universe.
a little reflective of our time. Also looking forward. Just it took a little time to put it together. It's a big one.
It's definitely a big one.
So we thank you for bearing with us. We love you guys, and we can't wait to do the next episode with you guys for the big 100th bash coming at you next week.
That's right. We'll see you then, guys.